Our theme is celebrating God's church. And the scripture chosen is Ephesians 2, chapter 2, verses 19 to 22. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit.
Grace and peace from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gathers us together. It's wonderful to be with everyone this morning. We come from many places. And indeed, some of us speak different languages here this morning. We eat different foods. We have different traditions. And yet we are brought together because of something that we share in common. And that is that we are followers of Jesus, God incarnate. We are a part of the Anabaptist family. Those who believe a decision to follow Christ should be made as an adult and choose adult baptism. Those who believe that nonviolence and peaceful living, even with our enemies, is central to the gospel. Anabaptists, those who believe that a separation of church and state is what God intends. Those who believe that out of our love of Christ, experienced most fully through the life, death, and resurrection, that we too can share that with the world. Anabaptists, those who have Jesus at the center of our faith, community at the center of our life, and reconciliation at the center of our work. This is what we share in common. As one young adult Anabaptist shared this week at Assembly, we are all ethnic Mennonites because we are all sisters and brothers in Christ. And so we gather here this morning to worship God and to learn together how to more faithfully follow the teachings of Jesus. We are gathered here this morning to be a sign of God's kingdom in this world. And this morning we have a beautiful text out of Ephesians where Paul is giving us these wonderful words that we can speak together. A text that names that in Christ we are all forgiven, reconciled, loved, and unified to be a part of God's great family. The context in this verse this morning is that for many Jews and Gentiles, that simply was not the case, that they could all be a part of the same family. For to be a part of God's family, many Jews believed, they had to follow the ritual purity laws that the Levitical code and law so clearly taught for many years. And even the religious leaders upheld this. Gentiles were not to be a part of the family of God. And so if at one time Gentiles were considered strangers to God and strangers to one another, Paul says in this text that that is no longer the case. Because in Christ, the Word made flesh, the one where we most fully see the divine and human God with us, this God, Jesus, has broken down those walls that so easily divide. The temple, which was actually a marker of keeping Gentiles out, is now redefined. For where the temple represented the place where Jews came to worship and to practice the purity laws, now we have a new definition of the temple. We, the body of Christ, are all the temple of God. What is it that brought the Jews and Gentiles together some 2,000 years ago and continues to bring us together today as the family of God? we read in verse 20 that what brings us together is built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. The cornerstone is Jesus. And so this morning, as Anabaptists, brothers and sisters from around the world, this week we have acknowledged together that the center of our faith is Jesus Christ. That yes, we all have our particularities, our small differences, maybe parts that some groups emphasize a little bit more than others. All of us have a little bit of autonomy. And yet, we cannot be fully autonomous beings without the community that brings us together. The theme this week is walking with God. God walks with us in this community, and we walk together in this community. And so this morning, I am excited, as Neil and I thought about what this morning we want it to look like, that as we think about walking with God, that we can hear from the brothers and sisters gathered with us this morning of how you are also walking with God in your church. By hearing stories, we are encouraged and strengthened in our communal walk with God. My prayer is that we may all have a renewed energy for what God is doing around the world. May we all ask together how we continue to be a people that works at building bridges with people from other languages and cultures and countries. May we learn to be a people whose first loyalty is not to our home country or nationality, but to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. This is good news. We are no longer strangers and aliens, but we are all citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. Because we want to give time to hear stories, I'm going to close and make this a little bit shorter, but I want to close with something that I heard one person say about the worship experience this past week at Mennonite World Conference. She said, when we were singing together, "This is what heaven sounds like." And we heard it here. And as we sang songs together, each in their own language, each in their own particularity, yet all together in a great community, we saw a glimpse of heaven coming to earth. So let us celebrate God's great global church as we walk with God together. Amen.